We're also joined by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
Representative Edwards, the budget passed by the House includes the suite of incentives sought by Governor Raimondo with the idea of sparking economic development. You work in the construction business, so I'm curious on your perspective. Do you think there's enough money in these incentives to really have the desired effect?
I think all of these incentives are long-term. I don't think there's anything in here that's a silver bullet. Everything is going to be incremental. You're going to have things accrue every single year. Even like the tolls and bridges issue is going to be an issue that should build slowly so that we can actually get these projects under our feet and that we're not just putting millions and millions of dollars into something just to throw money at a problem to make it go away.
The General Assembly may return for a special session later this year to ponder a Paw Sox proposal for a stadium in Providence. What would it take for you to support that? Would you support any level of subsidy, or would you only support that if there was not any public subsidy?
I think we have a look at the whole deal. The first deal that Skeffington, God rest his soul, and the Paw Sox rolled out was a terrible deal for Rhode Island. I think we need to have something that's a lot more equitable for our constituents. I've received a number of calls from my constituents saying that they don't want any deal at any cost. And I don't think that's a real positive outlook. I think we need to listen. I think we need to be calm in our deliberations on this issue. And I think that as a state, we need to look at the whole deal and how it's going to affect the state. We could lose them. I'd prefer not to, but I would actually like to keep them here. But if we don't, then we need to go out and see if we can maybe get a Yankees team up in Pawtucket.
Before we go to Scott, let's just close this out. So it sounds like you might be open to some level of public subsidy. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to Scott.
What's a reasonable level? $40 million, $30 million, $50 million? What do you think?
You're going to have to look at over the course. You know, how long is the deal going to be for? I mean, that's going to have everything to do with it. The devil's in detail, Scott.
You have decided we should regulate Uber, the ride-sharing service. What does your legislation do, and why is it needed?
Well, Uber came in here, and just to give an example of how they ran roughshod over the state of Rhode Island, they collected our sales tax, 7% sales tax on all of their rides for 6 quarters and didn't remit them. That just tells me that there's something that needs to be done with Uber. The cabbies are very, very heavily regulated. The livery services are very heavily regulated. Uber needs some sort of regulation. I told my children, a couple of them live in Providence area, I said, do not use an Uber ride because we can't guarantee the type of insurance coverage they have. We don't know if the drivers have any background checks. And this has been an issue in a number of states. Boston had 3 or 4 severe incidents with drivers attacking their riders. And they had a death in San Francisco. The person was completely uninsured. So there are a lot of issues that need to be addressed. And I think this legislation is coming out will address them.
The last time you joined us, it was March 2014, and it was a day before state police and federal investigators raided the State House office and home of then Speaker Gordon Fox, who, as we now know, is headed to a 3-year federal prison sentence. Did you have any sense at the time that Gordon Fox was doing anything wrong?
No. I served with him on the team, and we would sit every Tuesday and have general leadership meetings, and I thought he was an ethical, straightforward person. If I had any inclination, I wouldn't have served on this team.
Federal investigators have not charged anyone else in this case. Are you satisfied that there are no other connections to this in the legislature?
I am fairly certain. The people I serve with right now are very ethical people.
I know you don't like tolls, so how are we going to pay Rep for the huge infrastructure, the unmet infrastructure needs we have, particularly with roads and bridges? How do we pay for fixing this?
Well, it all depends on where the tolls come from. If you start whacking the general public for these tolls, there's going to be a huge outcry. If you're hitting the commercial entities that are actually using these bridges and they are using them to a real detriment to our roads, they have the heaviest use on them. If you're taxing them, it's basically a toll is a tax. If you're taxing them for their use, I think that would be much more equitable than just a broad-based toll, which was what they tried to do on the Scott River Bridge.
We're talking here with Representative Jay Edwards of Tiverton, the majority whip in the House of Representatives. As we say, you represent Tiverton. So what do you think of Twin Rivers' proposal to try to build a casino in Tiverton that would take the place of Newport Grand? Do you support that?
On its face right now, yes, I do. I haven't seen all the details. They haven't even finished their details. They have been working very closely with the town council. They have been having in-community meetings with the residents. I think Twin Rivers is doing a great job selling their idea and listening to the constituents in Tiverton to see what they want, which we had a mall project going on, which would actually split the town in half. And there's been a huge outcry from the residents on that issue because it appears they really haven't listened to the people who are going to be in Tiverton. This casino is on the very, very edge of Tiverton. It's 380 feet from Fall River. It's in a great location for Tiverton, and we'll reap all the benefit.
Do you expect Tiverton residents will vote in favor of this proposal?
I think when the vote comes, I think the Tiverton residents will vote for it.
Back to tolls briefly. Why are tolls fair on the Newport Bridge but not on the Saconnet River Bridge?
Well, if you look at the span, the Newport Bridge is 2.5-3 miles long. The Saconnet River Bridge is six-tenths of a mile. It's a very small bridge. You can blink and not even know you're over it. I walk the bridge all the time. They have a great bikeway, walkway on the side of it. You could not just go up and walk on the Jamestown Bridge. I'm sorry, the Newport Bridge.
One of your colleagues, Representative Patricia Morgan of West Warwick, got shut down during Tuesday's budget debate when she tried to spark interest in an investigation of the failed video game 38 Studios. Do you think there should be an investigation into what went wrong with the state's investment in 38 Studios?
Well, I think the Attorney General is looking into it, or will be looking into it, and that's the source. That should be. He has subpoena powers. He has the entire full weight of the state behind him. That's the entity that should be investigating 38 Studios.
But the Attorney General's office is a prosecutorial agency. There's not going to be any kind of public report. Back when there was a credit union crisis, there was carved in sand that outlined how the taxpayers' dollars were put at risk. Why should there not be a similar probe now?
I think our AG is perfectly capable of carrying out a thorough investigation of anything, especially 38 Studios.
Just wondering on education, the charter school education legislation that would put some limits on the growth of charter schools. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's sort of twofold. I have built a couple of the charter schools, and they're just great buildings. That's the way I see them. But I think RIDE has a lot to blame here. One of the things they rolled out when they started these charter schools in Rhode Island is they said that we're going to have all these great incubators out there. And the charter schools have been in Rhode Island now for a while. There has been no sharing of the supposed great ideas. And I think RIDE is to blame for that.
That's the Rhode Island Department of Education.
Yes.
Your colleague, Speaker Mattiello, is getting a lot of huzzas and congratulations for various things, what's been called a pro-business budget, passing the budget in 3 hours. But he's pretty lukewarm on restoring the State Ethics Commission's oversight over lawmakers. Wouldn't that burnish the reputation of the General Assembly to do that?
I think it all comes down to the issue of the freedom of speech and debate. If they can clear that up so that we can actually talk on the floor and not have to worry about any possible prosecution. If they could clean that up for us, I don't think you'd have anyone in the General Assembly, including the Speaker, who is a very ethical man, would have any issues with it.
Can you point to examples of how lawmakers' speech and debate was compromised when the Ethics Commission had its full powers?
This is not my area of forte, but I do know that if we can clean up the speech and debate issue, I think you'll have a lot of members in the General Assembly who will be in favor of it.
We're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Thank you.
And Representative Jay Edwards of Tiverton, the Majority Whip in the Rhode Island House of Representatives.
Thank you, Ian.